The first time I noticed a vision problem was, I think it was a senior in high school, maybe a junior. My good buddy Mike Moronis and I went camping up in the Sequoias, and everyone else seemed to be able to find their way around at night much better than I could. And I just thought, gee, I thought it was just really dark. And then I started noticing I didn't see quite as well at night as other people. I didn't put a lot of stock into this. I just figured, well, I have some night vision problems, and went about my life. It started to get worse, so I went to the Stanford Health Clinic, and I went through a whole battery of tests. And finally, when it was over, the doctor sat me down in his office, and he said, what career do you have in mind? And I told him I was going to law school, that I'd been admitted to law school. And he said, great, I know a number of blind lawyers. And that's how I found out I had a vision problem that was a little more serious than I had anticipated. I can laugh about it now. At the time, it was one of the more devastating, maybe the most devastating thing I'd ever heard. But fortunately, I was able to go through law school, and being naive enough and not knowing anything better, I just assumed I'd be able to get a job in the entertainment field. And for whatever reason, luck, karma, whatever you want to call it, I was hired by Universal, and I really loved working there. It was a great job. There was a point at which, as my vision was going, it became very difficult to get through those legal briefs and all that reading that you have to do as a lawyer. And I approached my partners and said, this isn't fair to you. It's not fair to the clients. I think I need to move on to something else and give up the everyday practice of law, which I did. And my mother kept telling me to come to the Braille Institute. And I kept saying, yeah, right, Mom. And I'm a tour guide here. And the reason I mention that is when I give a tour here in the library, I always tell people you should always listen to your mother, because your mother is always right. I took a ceramics class, and only because I had to. And I don't want to say I'm, you know, a famous artist or I'm incredibly skilled, but the teachers here made me realize I do have some talent. I'm not, you know, going to win any awards or anything, but I can create some things that are actually very nice and give as gifts, and that we can display in our house without embarrassment. That was a real eye opener, if you will. I'm sorry, I was trying to think of something else, but I teach history of film, where we show movies, we watch them, if you will. I talk about the film and its importance, if it has importance, and the actors. And sometimes they're descriptive, where they have a narrator describing the action. Double Indemnity, because you have a narrator who describes much of what's happening. That works really well in a class like that. And then, of course, the library is wonderful. I mean, all the books that are available. As someone who has always loved to read, to have all these books available to you on tape, and, you know, all the benefits that come with it, and being able to pick up a book and return it here at the library, which I'm down here anyway, or mail it back. I mean, it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful service, and it's just expanded my horizons greatly, because I read so many books now. I've thought about this many times. In some ways, it's been a positive. It definitely has been a positive. I sometimes wonder if it's better that it happened than not. I mean, obviously, I'd like to have my vision back, don't get me wrong. And there are times when it's frustrating, but gosh, you know, I would have missed so much if this hadn't happened. There would have been so many things I wouldn't have been able to do that I am able to do now, or have been able to do. Spending more time with the children, spending more time at home, and getting to know my neighbors, being able to read as much as I have been able to read, or again, listen to books. I've been able to travel more as a result, because I have more time to do it. I would have never found out I had an artistic side. And that makes me appreciate art more. My perspective on life is much better, I think, than it would have been otherwise. I appreciate life more, I think. I appreciate you and the kids more, I think, and my family and my friends. They've all been so helpful to me. The other, of course, real wonderful benefit is all the great people I've met here at the Braille Institute, my friends, people I've known over the years here who I would have missed out on if this hadn't happened to me. My being able to teach and hopefully make people enjoy movies again, it's all been a really good thing in many ways. So maybe this was the right thing to happen for me. And that's okay. I mean, my life is good, so I guess it was.